The people watching events in Egypt from the outside include Saadeddine Ibrahim. He's a longtime Egyptian human rights and democracy advocate, for which he was jailed, as we've learned in his previous appearances on this program. He is now in exile and currently teaches sociology at Drew University. Welcome back to the program, sir.
My pleasure.
I imagine you watch these events with somewhat different eyes than most of us because of your experiences. What do you see as you watch the televised images of people on the streets?
Well, first of all, it is a surprise to everybody, including Egyptians themselves, that over the years, resentment has accumulated and came now to a blow in these critical days. Shortly after Tunisia, people feel empowered and feel that they can change the rulers and they can do it peacefully. And this is a new turn in the history of the Middle East.
Although I do have to ask, because you know it from personal experience, what strength does President Mubarak still have to draw on if he's still trying to maneuver to stay in power?
Very little on his own right. The only base he has now is the armed forces, and that armed forces, probably the loyalty, will not be there for very long. And should things get out of hand and he ordered them to open fire, I think that would be the end of it, because in the history, modern history of Egypt, the army never opened fire on the people of Egypt. The people who used force were usually security, police forces, but not the armed forces.
What do you think of the response of the United States to this situation? Most recently, U.S. diplomats, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, have spoken of urging an orderly transition to democratic rule, more democratic rule.
Well, yes, it came a little bit hesitantly, but better late than never. And the best that the U.S. can do now is to stand by the Egyptian people. Yes, smooth transition, fine. But to demand that Mubarak steps down to spare Egyptians further bloodshed. And that is a call, and I'm going to Congress, and that will be also the message. We'll prevail on Mubarak to step down. After all, America has supported him for 30 years. It's about time to support the Egyptian people even for 1 year.
Are you in a position, after having spoken with opposition leaders, to reassure the United States, to say to American officials, look, we know that Mubarak has been your ally, but you have nothing to fear in this situation. You can wholeheartedly support a change?
Yes.
Very simple answer. You can tell Americans directly, don't worry about your security interests. Don't worry about Egypt's peace treaty with Israel. Don't worry about what the next government is going to look like. Everything's going to be fine.
Absolutely. And even the candidate for replacing Mubarak, Dr. Baradei, who is now poised to be the next president,
Mohammed al-Baradei,
said that yesterday in an interview.
He said yesterday in a television interview that Egypt's security situation, its security agreements with Israel and with others, will remain as they have been.
Absolutely, yes.
When you hear the news from Tahrir Square, which has been the center of the protests, do you find yourself wishing you were there?
Of course, and I feel vindicated because I was the first one to blow the whistle on the scheme to pass power from father to son, from Hosni Mubarak to Gamal Mubarak, and that was the trigger for my trouble with the regime. I think now thousands of people know the truth, know that how autocratic, how tyrannical this regime was, but put a very smooth face on the tyranny. It was a kind of a soft tyranny. He marketed himself in the West as being the bulwark for peace in the Middle East, as being the bulwark for fighting terrorism. And in effect, he did very little himself on either front.
Saadeddine Ibrahim is a longtime Egyptian human rights advocate. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.